Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Jonathan,
no.
You go.
Bebop,
no.
Bebop.
Jonathan,
no, no.
Jonathan,
Bebop.
No. Jonathan,
no.
Jonathan,
Bebop. Bebop.
No. Jonathan,
Bebop.
Jonathan,
Bebop.
Jonathan.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, Jonathan, we have fun, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we have some fun here, Bebop, down again. And we haven't had any fun for about a week now.
Why is that, Jonathan?
Well, I'll tell you, Bebop. I haven't had a voice that I could record with for a couple of days now. I've been pretty sick, and I couldn't talk for more than, 10 seconds without coughing like crazy.
Yeah, and I don't like your voice on a good day.
Well, Bebop, all right. So we're going to be back next week with a regular episode. But Griffin has been asking us to do a bloopers episode.
That's right, Jonathan. You make a ton of mistakes.
Well, hold on, Bebop. We all make a fair amount of mistakes, right?
Well, mine aren't mistakes so much as charming first takes.
Okay, well, this idea came when I was recording an episode a couple of weeks ago, and Griffin got home from school and came into the studio, but I didn't hear him because I have these big headphones on, and I have music playing a lot of times when I'm recording. You know, I'm talking over the music, so I can't hear anything. And this is what happened when Griffin tapped me on the shoulder. As the bird shouted into the wall, Finn walked over to another hole in the wall and whispered, "Ah!" He scared me, Griffin.
I love that one, Jonathan. I wish I could have been there to see the look on your face.
Yeah, I know. I actually feel kind of bad about that because I think I scared Griffin too. But that's what happens when you record your show at home.
You know, Jonathan, one of my favorite bloopers of yours is anytime you have to say the word of the troop that Finn and his friends are in.
Oh, I know. It's not that easy.
Well, for most people it is. They can say Explorer Troop 301 with no problem.
Yeah, I know, but whenever I have to say that they're an explorer, I always want to say...
All right, let's just play the tape.
Finn and the rest of Explorers 301.
The funny thing about that is that you're the one who called them explorers to begin with.
I know. But hey, Bebop, you're not perfect.
Well, I'm perfect in many, many ways.
Yeah, but do you remember the time that you couldn't even remember your own theme song?
No, I don't remember that.
Roll the tape!
No. Bebop stories, Bebop... No, wait, what is it? Bebop pod, no. The life of Bebop, Bebop's life. No, that doesn't sound right. Oh, wait, no, I know it. Nope, I don't know it.
See, Bebop, everybody makes mistakes sometimes.
Yeah, but what about that time that you picked the wrong music?
I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, it was season 4, episode 3. The kids were on the Puzzle Master's planet, and the dragon ship was about to take off.
No, it's not really ringing any bells.
It was a really dramatic moment because they all were in the dragon ship, and then all of a sudden it just took off, and then the music came up. Do you remember that?
I'm drawing a blank.
And you put in the wrong music.
No, I don't think I did.
Roll the tape.
Foggy and Meg flew up to the dragon's head, level with the eyes.
"Everything okay?"
yelled Meg. "Nope," yelled Paige. "We're apparently launching." And the dragon ship took off from the Puzzle Master's planet, and before the kids knew it, they were soaring through space in the belly of the beast. Well, not the belly, more like the sinus cavity. But they definitely didn't know what they were doing, or where they were going, or what is this music? This is insane! Okay, I do remember that now.
And do you remember when you couldn't even say the word remember?
When was that?
Like 5 seconds ago. Roll the tape.
Okay, I do remember that. Sometimes it happens. You get kind of like gravel in your mouth and you can't speak right. It's par for the course for every podcaster.
Not me.
Yeah, right.
Name one time that I got something wrong like that.
Sure. Here it is, from Bebop Tales Season 3, Episode 1.
Okay, I'll do it. Make sure Bubble Ninja doesn't dismantle any of our brothers or sisters this afternoon, said Bebop. Am I Bebop? Who even am I? Okay, that doesn't count as a blooper, Jonathan. That was an identity crisis. I didn't know who I was for a second. Tiny or Bebop? Is Tiny Bebop or is Bebop Tiny?
Yeah, okay, Bebop. But that still sounds like a blooper to me.
Well, how about this, Jonathan?
What's that, Bebop?
What about all those songs you sing?
Well, I don't sing any songs.
Yeah, right before you record.
Oh, those are vocal warm-ups. That's to get my lips and tongue and voice ready to go. That's not really a blooper or anything.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
Wait, you didn't save those, did you?
Yeah, of course I did. Roll the tape.
Oh no! My name is Jonathan, I make podcasts. My name is Jonathan, and I make podcasts. My name is Jonathan, and I make podcasts. This is my vocal warm-up to get ready for the show.
Jonathan, never attempt a high note again, please.
Yeah, okay. Now that I'm hearing it, that's pretty bad. And I think we'll probably not include that in this week's episode.
Yeah, totally. We're going to take that out.
Okay, phew. Good. All right, any other bloopers, Bebop?
Only the, 10 times that you've bumped into the mic while you've been talking.
Oh, you mean like when I do this?
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Bebop. Well, this has been a great bloopers episode. I'm sure we have a whole vault full of bloopers left over.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So we could do this again another time. Everybody, we've had a really crazy schedule this season due to a variety of things that have really messed with when we put out episodes. But I'm declaring right now, we will be back in your podcast app every Wednesday morning from here on out. We apologize for everything that's been kind of scrambled this season, and we're looking forward to really finishing the season strong. And the next episode, you're never going to believe what happened. Griffin and I actually co-wrote this episode together. It's really great. I'm really, really excited about it.
Make sure you save the bloopers.
Okay, yeah, I'll save the bloopers, Bebop. All right, everybody, thanks so much, and we will see you next week!
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago, and it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a Season 1, Episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM shows on YouTube.